From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about a planned meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un following a conversation Saturday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Following a rapid thaw in relations, the leaders of North and South Korea hailed what they call a new era of peace. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump praised the North Korean leader's latest diplomatic overture.
I don't think he's playing, and you know, it's never gone like this. It's never gone this far.
On Friday, Kim became the first North Korean leader to step across the border into South Korea. During the historic summit with President Moon Jae-in, the two leaders agreed to work towards removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula. Jason Samalny, VOA News, Washington.
After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia on the first stop on a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. Pompeo is expected to brief U.S. allies on administration policy towards Iran, but asked about his thoughts on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sincerity regarding denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
Yes, I did get a sense that he was serious. The economic pressure that has been put in place by this global effort that President Trump has led him to believe that it's in his best interest to come to the table and talk about denuclearization.
Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen's capital has killed two leaders of the armed Houthi group. It was not immediately clear how many other people were killed or injured in the attack. Saudi Arabia's state-run television put the death toll at more than 50. This is VOA News. During the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Singapore, Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has discussed the back and forth over newly imposed economic sanctions.
The recent trade tensions between the United States and China are worrying concerns. ASEAN countries will have to react to these major external trends.
Lee also warned that regions' embrace of technology also make it especially vulnerable. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Saturday that Moscow is concerned about calls to review the Iran nuclear deal during a meeting with his Iranian counterpart. He said, today we have a good opportunity to look into the situation surrounding the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on the Iran nuclear program. The situation causes us great concern, so we would like to hold a thorough discussion. The Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said Tehran planned to continue cooperation with Moscow in implementing the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action on Iran's nuclear program. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports that Alfie Evans, a sick British toddler whose parents won support from the Pope during a protracted legal battle to take him to the Vatican Children's Hospital for treatment, has died 5 days after he was taken off life support.
Dozens of supporters released a flock of balloons in honor of the sick toddler. Alfie's case sparked a medical ethics debate that resonated across Britain and around the world. Doctors overseeing his care in Liverpool, England, said further treatment was futile and he should be allowed to die. The parents, Kate James and Tom Evans, announced their 23-month-old son's death on social media, saying they were heartbroken. Alfie had a rare degenerative brain condition that left him with almost no brain function, and multiple courts ruled that keeping him alive was not in his best interests. Under British law, courts are asked to intervene when parents and doctors disagree on the treatment of a child. In such cases, the rights of the child take primacy over the parents' right to decide what's best for their offspring. Karen Chalmers, London.
Larry Harvey, whose whimsical decision to erect a giant wooden figure and then burn it to the ground led to the popular long-running counterculture celebration known as Burning Man, has died. He was 70. He died Saturday morning at a hospital in San Francisco, surrounded by family. Burning Man Project CEO Marion Goodell. The cause was not immediately known, but he suffered a stroke earlier this month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.